Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers from 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on July 26, 1921. Following a warning to motorists to comply with the state vehicle laws, a roundup was started by the Elgin Police Department last night, which resulted in the arrest of 8 auto drivers who were driving without lights, without dimmed lights, or driving recklessly. Dundee Avenue, Center Street, and the paved streets in the north end of town were the haunts last night of police officers. The close watch of motorists will continue for the next few days until the motorists learn the laws regarding the driving of cars on the city streets at night. Patterson defeated Lathrop in the first match of the second round of play in the YMCA golf tournament yesterday. The second round opening match was keenly contested throughout. Play will continue in the second round this week, and third round semifinal competition is slated to feature next week's program. A beautiful trophy, novel in design, is on display in the YMCA lobby. The late William Grody left an estate approximating $250,000, according to the inventory filed in the Kane County Probate Court. The document was 14 pages in length, one of the largest ever filed in the Kane County Court. Large numbers of lots form a considerable portion of the estate. A company of about 25 employees of Ackerman Brothers' store enjoyed a beach party and picnic supper at Crystal Lake last evening. Swimming was enjoyed before the supper was served. The trip to the lake and back was made by truck. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.